produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Power Up Your Family. This is Richard Floyd, and it's great to be back with you once again. What an eventful period of time we've had since our last program. A lot has been happening, and we are excited to be with you tonight on this recording of Power Up Your Family. We have been blessed for the last, it was a period of 49 days that we were privileged to have our 2.5-year-old granddaughter by the name of Ruby stay with us, and we were able to be her sole caregivers for a period of 49 days, my wife and myself. Well, actually 47 days, I guess, technically. And the reason that was the case is our son, her father, has been stationed in Germany with the military, the Army, and was in the process of completing that assignment there in Germany and returning stateside. Now, his wife and our granddaughter have been residing in their home in Phoenix, Arizona. And his new assignment is going to be in San Antonio, Texas. So as a consequence, our daughter-in-law was needing to make preparations to rent their home and pack and get moved to San Antonio, where she was going to be able to start a new job with the same company that she's with. So in order to help facilitate that whole process, we agreed to have our granddaughter come stay with us during, 7 weeks almost, I guess. And so we've had a wonderful, wonderful grandparent experience for about a 7-week period of having a very high energy little 2.5-year-old be with us pretty much on a full-time basis. Now, our daughter-in-law's mother returned back to Memphis, and there have been some brief periods where she was able to come over and stay with Ruby while we went to do things that needed to be done. But throughout that entire 7-week period, we were feeding her and changing diapers and putting her to bed at night and enjoying all the things that go with that. Plus, we had the unique experience of being able to determine that our house was no longer childproof. You know, having raised 4 children, and the youngest of which now is, 38 or something like that. So it's been many years since we've had to worry about our home being childproof. And so over that 7-week period, as we would anticipate certain things that needed to be moved or secured in a different fashion, we thought we had things pretty shipshape. And it seemed like almost every day our little Ruby would find some new something to get into that we hadn't thought about, or some new way to be mischievous to create some sort of havoc. You know, books off of bookshelves and videos off of video racks and DVDs moved around, and drawers that had got emptied out, whether they were in the kitchen or the desk. You know, it just went on and on. And it was, to say the least, a little nerve-wracking at times, but so enjoyable to see how creative this little 2.5-year-old could be, and inquisitive, and how much mischief she could get into. And I teased our son because she reminded me so much of him when he was growing up, with his ability to want to fiddle with things and to poke and prod and take things apart. she had every bit of that energy and curiosity and inquisitiveness that that we saw demonstrated by her dad. So having said all that, we had the opportunity with the arrival of our son. I actually traveled down to Atlanta, Georgia this past week to pick him up at the airport as he flew in from Germany and drive him back to Memphis. Our daughter-in-law came up to Memphis the day before. And so for a long weekend and a couple of days, we had our daughter-in-law, our son, and our granddaughter Ruby with us. And we enjoyed a wonderful weekend. Now, knowing that they were going to be here, we decided to do something that we realized we hadn't done for almost 14 years. And that was to go to a professional photography studio and have family pictures made of the entire family together. Grandparents, adult children, and grandchildren all together. And so we arranged through a local photographer to have that done at their studio. And so Saturday a week ago, we all gathered and the picture taking began. And we found that it was a really, really neat experience. It was interesting to see just how excited the different members of the family got to want to have not only the large group picture of everyone, but then we did individual family units, parents, children, siblings, cousins, grandchildren. We did it all. And so consequently, we were there for, I don't know, a couple of hours at least. And so there's a lot of beautiful pictures that we've received a digital version of this past week, and we're looking for the hard copies in the week ahead. And so as I thought about this particular topic, I felt impressed that for our program today, that I wanted to talk about the importance of some things that relate to creating memories, and that is the importance of pictures and family portraits. And perhaps we'll even talk a little bit about the importance of oral or video histories, of especially elderly family members and their remembrances of things in the past. Now, as I thought about this, I went online and did a little reading about, you know, what photography studios might say about the importance of family pictures, which obviously may seem a little self-serving, but I garnered some remembrances and some ideas about years of taking pictures and how enjoyable it is to go back and look at the old pictures and to dig a little deeper and to find those photo albums and pictures of when my wife and I were children, of our parents, of our grandparents, great-grandparents in some cases, and to still have those pictures available. And then to look at the pictures of our own children as they were growing up. And it's funny, we find that, you know, the first child, you take a lot of pictures. The second child, you take a lot of pictures, maybe not quite as many. Third child comes along, and maybe the number of pictures starts to diminish a little bit. And by the fourth child, a lot of those spontaneous pictures seems to change. Now, during those periods of our raising our children, of course, you took pictures with a camera. And of course, you don't typically carry a camera around with you 24/7. And so technology has created an amazing new opportunity for picture taking, and that is with these smartphones and even basic phones, the ability to take pictures, random pictures and even videos, spur of the moment, things that are happening, you've got it with you and you can take those pictures and you don't have to wait to get a camera and get people to pose and do all the things that we used to have to do. Now, what is the significance of having pictures? Well, as I was mentioning a moment ago, pictures create a legacy. Pictures help stimulate our memory of things that have happened in the past. Excuse me. And so as we are able to accumulate pictures, and go back and put them in albums or create a digital filing system for them. However, we create an organized way to maintain those pictures. It provides us and our family members the opportunity to remember good times, and in some cases, maybe not so good times, and to evaluate in our remembrance of those events the important things that are shared together as a family and as individuals. Now, I saw an interesting statement about from one of the photography studios that said, here's the quote, "If a person's house catches fire, what are the things people will risk their lives to save? Aside from the obvious answers of people and pets, the most coveted item to be saved from the house burning down are family portraits and photo albums. Family photo albums and family portraits on the wall are some of the most important objects to us, and yet lots of us take them for granted. While I'm sure many of you are thinking, well, pictures are important, but I might want to grab the wallet with all of my credit cards and money in it, or I might want to pick up the lockbox that has important documents in it. There's a variety of things that may be more important to some people, but the point of this mention is that pictures are important. Now, fortunately, we live in an age where we don't have to rely just on those old pictures that we have, photographs that are hard copies that we put in albums or that we have stacked in boxes or wherever, however we store them. We can now take digital photographs or create those pictures into digital or video repositories that now give us the ability to have that picture, if you will, stored in the cloud or on a cell phone or smartphone or in a computer or a thumb drive or on a CD or whatever it might be, so that the accessibility to those pictures is now much, much more easily accomplished than just grabbing the hard copies that might be sitting around or in many instances may not even be readily available in the case of an emergency. So as we've seen with natural disasters, whether it be a fire or a tornado or a hurricane or flooding, many times people will literally have their homes destroyed and they will literally lose everything that was in that home. And often you see people sorting through the debris, picking up a broken frame with a picture in it, and that becomes a prized, cherished heirloom, if you will, from what's left. So obviously creating a digital format for our pictures is an important step to take. And so as I thought about this, one of the things that I wanted to share tonight in terms of this today is the importance of having these pictures. Now, what are some of the other benefits? Well, obviously the memories from one generation to the next are important. But, you know, a lot of times when we're looking at pictures or a family member is looking at pictures of something they've accomplished, whether it's a high school or college graduation, or some award they've won in school, or being advanced to an Eagle Scout, or winning a competition, a sporting athletic competition, whether it's BMX bicycle racing, which our oldest son did, or playing baseball or softball, or being involved in any number of other sporting activities, and having select moments from those events where there's a picture. And being able to look back on those pictures and remembering the significance of the occasion, where many times if there was not a picture of certain events, our memories get a little vague, a little fuzzy, and it may be a very rare occasion that we have a remembrance of some of those events and activities. But a picture, always there, is always available to give us that mental stimulation to remember those events. And for individuals growing up, having those pictures of events in the past is a source of pride, perhaps, but it also provides some self-identity and helps individuals to remember who they are and their roots, if you will. And that's an important thing as we get involved in a very chaotic, very hectic society, very busy lifestyles. Sometimes we don't have a lot of time to think and ponder about the past and how we're progressing in life and the things that we need to improve based on remembering the things that we have improved upon and the things that maybe we've done in the past that we want to do better at in the future. Pictures can serve as a valuable reminder of those things. And, you know, obviously, there's the old adage that a picture is worth a thousand words. How true that is. You know, when you see a picture of something or a family member or of yourself, it can conjure up all kinds of emotions and feelings inside that words would never do, or the time to convey enough words to convey the same experience just won't do it. So having pictures of those in our our family history, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and ancestors even beyond, that helps us to connect to those and to remind us of where we've come from, what our roots are. And so as we let our kids see those pictures and our grandkids see those pictures, they get to understand their roots a little bit better. And of course, self-identity is a huge player in self-confidence. So this helps them understand the legacy of who they come from and who they are. You know, as I said before, memories are powerful. You know, memories tie us to people, places, and emotions. Preserving these memories for the days when we may not remember or can't remember or might just need to be reminded of is a beacon of hope for the future. You know, a lot of folks, as they age, they start having issues of memory. Some can be chronic with dementia and even worse with Alzheimer's. And amazingly, pictures can do a lot to help ground a person with their present and their past. So that's another aspect of why pictures are important. Having pictures framed and on walls or, you know, mounted on desks or in bookcases provides that little quick snapshot, that little remembrance of the family member or the event. And having those dispersed around one's home is a great way to keep that connection between oneself and with their family and significant events in their lives. Scrapbooks are good, photo books are good, but sometimes they get stuck away and they get forgotten about. But it is a great thing to have, to maybe have a night where you sit down with the family and you go through old photo albums and you look back and see those pictures. And they were reminded of great, great events that have happened in the past. Here's a suggestion of reasons why family portraits and photography are important. For example, documenting growth. You know, as I look back upon the pictures of our children, you know, the picture of a newborn, of a baby, of a toddler, of a teenager, of a young adult, mature adult, you see the growth and development and the change that has occurred within that person's life. Now, as we're recording this, I'm a little bit humored because apparently there's a big thing going on out there in the social world with an app that is, when you download it, you can take an existing picture and it will take that photograph and through some digital technology, it will age the appearance of the person through that app. And we've been sent some from some friends. Some friends took some of our pictures and sent them to us. Some were a little creepy. Some are a little bit cause for concern when you see what you might look like in 10 or 20 years. But it is a funny thing that we've seen. And we've seen even some pictures where you're made to look younger than what you really are. So technology today is allowing us to do all kinds of things with photography that in my generation growing up, it just wasn't available. So today, there's no excuse for not having plenty of pictures of one's family. Of course, the phenomenon today is the proverbial selfie, you know, and I think maybe we've gone a little overboard with the selfies. saw a TV commercial the other day, and it was humorous, where the guy hands his phone to a friend as he's posing in front of some historic site, and he says, "Here, take a selfie of me." And I had to laugh, because the obvious humor in that is it's no longer a selfie if someone else is taking the picture. But needless to say, selfies are a big part of what goes on in the social media world today. And again, this chronicles events and times. And so in that regard, there may be some that hear this recording that you may want to slow down a little bit and not get so self-centered and take so many selfies, but take pictures of other people so that you can have those remembrances of other family and friends. But just a personal thought in that regard. So documenting growth of children growing up, and perhaps pictures of places and events that have occurred along the way. Family vacations and taking pictures along the way can be really great when you can go back 5, 10, 20, 30 years and look at those pictures. I remember in 1999, we finally accomplished the big event that we had promised our kids for a number of years, and that was a trip to Orlando, go to Disney and to go to Universal and to SeaWorld and all the things that were down there. And it was quite an involved process to arrange a week and several days with young adults and working adults, to everybody to coordinate their schedule to be able to take 10 days to make that trip to Florida. And the pictures we took were numerous, but perhaps not as many as I look back on it now and would like to have had. But I can say this. Apparently, there were so many pictures taken that there were times when the audience was not the most happy that we were stopping to take another picture. And I have to laugh when I look at some of those pictures now, where not everyone is smiling. It's kind of like, okay, Dad's taking more pictures. We'll have to grin and bear this. Or maybe they're not even smiling, but it is what it is. But that brings back some humorous memories of the event. And so, having that is definitely one way to relive memories. Now, we may not want to admit it, but in the makeup of the family, it can change without warning, and loved ones may pass. And so we don't want to squander the opportunity to capture life together, because you never know when things can change. And I'll share a personal experience that didn't relate to a personal family member, but a dear friend of mine. Just a year ago, I had a friend, we were in a Masonic youth group together as teenagers, the DMLA organization. We experienced involvement together in the Masons and had some college experiences. And we were involved, and I was in his wedding, and he was in my wedding. And so a lot of shared memories from many years back. And then, as life would have it, jobs, opportunities, he moved away from Louisville, where we grew up, went to Danville, Kentucky, and ultimately down to Georgia, and then really ultimately to Florida. And we had occasion to see each other from time to time or to talk on the phone, but there had been a period of time where we hadn't really communicated that much. And earlier last year, I felt impressed to reach out to this friend and to renew the relationship. And as it turned out, that summer they had their daughter, who lives in Searcy, Arkansas, had their second child. And so they came up to Searcy, Arkansas, which is about a two and a half hour drive from Memphis, to be with their daughter and her husband and their older granddaughter and this new grandson. The thing of it is, we were planning to go over, but long story short, we didn't. And so we missed that opportunity to visit with this family. But here is the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. About a month later, my friend, Keith Scott is his name, returned back to the Mid-South here to go spend some time with his daughter and her family, because she was needing to go back to work and they needed someone to be in the home to take care of the children, especially the newborn, because the newborn was not quite old enough to be able to go into daycare. And so my friend flew into flew into Memphis, picked him up from the airport. My wife and I, we went out to dinner, had a wonderful time together, had a great breakfast in our home that morning, Saturday morning. And what was happening is that his son-in-law was bringing over the granddaughter to go through the Memphis Zoo. And as a result of that, it was to be a surprise for the granddaughter. So the granddaughter knew that she was coming to Memphis to go to the zoo, but she didn't know that granddad was going to be there. And that morning at breakfast, my friend T and I traded pictures on our phones back and forth of our granddaughter and he with his granddaughter. And you could tell that his granddaughter was the apple of his eye and he truly loved her. Well, that morning I left with T, drove him to the zoo. And as we were trying to meet up with his son-in-law inadvertently had gone on into the parking area where you had to pay to park, and was so deep inside the parking area that we didn't know how to connect with him. And so we were on the entry street outside of the zoo trying to communicate with his son-in-law how we would meet up. And about that time, a zoo employee on the street, not on the zoo property, drove up in a golf cart. And we got to talking to him, and he offered to drive my friend with his luggage on into the zoo parking area and to locate his son-in-law. And so we unpacked his stuff out of my car, put it on the golf cart. And as my friend was saying goodbye, I had an impression to take a picture of him as he was about to step onto the golf cart. And as he kind of held his arms out to say goodbye, I snapped that picture. Now, what I'm about to share will give you some significance about the reason that prompting came. As my friend went into the zoo and met his granddaughter and his son-in-law, virtually within 5 minutes of their going inside the zoo, my friend collapsed, and as it turned out, he had a massive heart attack and died on the spot. He was rushed to the hospital, could not be resuscitated. And I won't go into all the details of what happened with the family and my interaction with him after that. But some time later, we were able to go to his memorial service. Now, what was significant about what transpired is that that picture I took was the last picture ever taken of this good man. And when I shared it with his family, it became a precious, priceless jewel for them. In fact, when we went to the memorial service in Florida, I noticed that they had a huge blow up of that picture mounted on an easel there at the table with the other things that were being displayed about this good man. So I mention all of that to simply say taking pictures and taking them regularly of family members is important because you never know when that might be the last picture you take. Well, my time is up. I thank you for your listening in, and would encourage you to share this link that you'll see on Facebook and share this program with others. It's been a privilege to be with you. I testify to you that I know family is eternal. It is God's plan for happiness, that we have family units, and that we build and love one another. And I testify of these principles and this truth in the name of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.